Good morning. How are y'all doing? Good? I'm ready if you are.
How do you think Stephon Diggs performed? That was the first time we've got a good look at him since the preseason.
Stephon, I thought, did everything we could ask him to do. His first time playing, I thought he ran his routes good. He was very sharp mentally. And obviously, he's shown the same thing he's shown us since he got here. He's very good at attacking the ball, catching the ball in tight areas.
If all six receivers are healthy and able to go, what's going to be the plan? Are all going to dress? Some going to sit?
Well, you know, the those decisions that Coach Zimmer will make, you know, over the next 2.5 days, 3 days, and, you know, it's just not really in our best interest to tell Kansas City what we're doing and how we're doing it and why we're doing it. So, you know, that'll all play out.
Still make it difficult potential decision, especially since some of the receivers are good on special teams.
You can't ask to be in a better position. You know, when you have two guys get hurt and, you know, the guys that go and play for them catch 5 and 6 balls, you know, we've got a good group of guys, and throughout the year, we're going to need them all.
What is Diggs' biggest issue, I guess, in the NFL? It seems like he has the athleticism.
Pardon me?
With Diggs, what's his biggest issue kind of adjusting to NFL football? It seems like he has the athleticism. Is it route running?
It's just he's a rookie, and he's just getting an opportunity to play. So there, I wouldn't classify it as an issue. He's doing what every other young guy does. You know, and he's a hard worker, and he listens, and he's working hard to do things the way we ask him to do them. So, you know, that's the position he plays. He plays X, and he stepped in there good.
It seems like every receiver on the offense has said that they prefer to go up against a man coverage defense versus zone. Why do you think that is?
You know, I don't know that that's the case, number one. And, you know, I think you attack all defenses differently, so I really don't have a preference, and I don't know that they would in terms of how to go, how to attack him. You just go play, and if you're a good player, you have the ability to be successful against any look.
We're going against the, because Mike Zimmer's defense runs a lot of man coverage, would maybe just going against them every day in practice add some comfort?
We see a variety. I wouldn't classify us as being a man team. We see a variety of coverages in practice, and obviously you see a variety of coverages in games. You know, our biggest plays probably have come up against zone looks.
Norva, are you comfortable with how involved Kyle Rudolph has been as a pass catcher? I know you've had him blocking a lot.
My experience, particularly in this system, is that things go in cycles. And the way people are playing us right now, or I should say the way Denver played us, there were opportunities to throw the ball to the outside. Obviously, we were playing against two outstanding pass rushers, so the ability to help in there with the tight ends was very important for us. Another game, the tight ends may get between them, get 5 or 6, 8 catches, and the receivers not get as many. I don't get caught up in that because through 16 games, you're going to have a lot of different people contribute. And that's just the way, you know, it tends to work in this league.
Do you expect maybe to be using your running backs and tight ends a lot as to help out pass blocking again this week? Because Kansas City's got some good pass rushers too.
The thing about the defense we're getting ready to play, they got two outstanding edge rushers, very similar to what we saw in Denver. They've got very good cover. Guys, their corners are outstanding. They're very aggressive. They play a lot of press man. Obviously, we want to have balance. We want to have success in the running game. If we can have success in the running game, that tends to help you in the issues you're talking about in protection. We just have to be very smart on third down.
So apart from Adrian Peterson's one big run against Denver, it seemed like the Broncos kind of bottled him up. What were they doing to make running the ball difficult?
Well, the biggest thing is going into the game and then the last two games, counting ours and then their game in Oakland, they're first in the league in defense. And they're one of the top teams in run defense, and they're one of the top teams in pass defense. You know, we probably had more success both running and passing against them than any team has in the five games they've played. The biggest thing for us, obviously, is to eliminate the negative plays. That's the best thing they do. They create negative plays. So when we were able to protect, I thought we did a good job attacking them. We just got to shore some things up in the protection.
How is going up against 3-4 fronts a different challenge than 4-3? I mean, I know every team plays those styles
differently. Well, the biggest thing now is I don't, you know, all these teams say they're a 3-4 defense, but when you put the tape on, they're not. I mean, they're very multiple. Denver was a very multiple front. Kansas City is a very multiple front. The actual number of snaps they play a 3-4 defense are very few. And that's the thing, obviously, that when you have new guys in line or you have young guys in the line, recognizing and understanding the front is the starting point, and then your techniques and your assignments can change based on how they line up.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Coach.